Yeah, that was a good start for us. But I just got to ask myself, I said, if what would have happened if we'd had off-season workouts? I mean, could we have started any faster and scored more points tonight? You know? Yeah, Randall did a great job. You know, it's exciting watching him with the ball in his hands. The kickoff return was incredible. The catch and run, he actually ran the wrong route, but I was able to read him. Surprisingly, we didn't have off-season workouts, but surprisingly, I was able to read his body language there. And he made a nice catch and run for a touchdown. Nah, I didn't really get a good view of that. I just was saying to myself, they got to throw it here. I mean, I'm on the 1 yard line, I know, but you know, we're pretty stout up front. When you got Howard and BJ and Pickett all in there, I don't know if they all three of them were in there, but I know at least BJ and Pickett were in there. And you know, thought as hot as Drew was, they might put it in his hands again. Glad they ran it. Couldn't really tell from where I was standing. I was probably on the other 30. Excuse me. Couldn't really tell if he was in or not, but the guys seemed pretty excited, so I figured we'd want it.
What's made you so successful against pressure defenses over the years, and I guess in particular tonight?
Probably the off-season workouts.
Did you feel that way during the whole lockout when it was suggested repeatedly that you should, I mean, were you kind of laughing
where you were in
California,
but this wasn't... Not laughing. I was just sticking to my usual... routine of getting ready to play and my workouts. You know, I know everybody else was as well, so I don't think anybody was worried about it. Surprised by some of the questions this week. You know, when you get into training camp and preseason, like I said, that stuff does not have a major impact on the game. For chemistry purposes, maybe getting the rookies up to speed. You know, I wasn't worried about our guys. And I think we showed tonight that, you know, the offensively we scored 35 points, and I think we're right where we need to be.
I know you're trying to win the game, so many things are happening, but Driver won't get the record probably at home. Did you kind of?
Yeah, I was hoping we could get him, you know, another catch. I knew we were close. When I hit him on that pass we were going in, I knew that we were – I knew he was in the 30s, and we had to get 42, I think it was, and to break it. And I threw it to him, and he looked up at the score. I think he was seeing how many yards we got. And his expression kind of said that he was a little short. So we would try to get him the ball again. We just didn't have opportunity. Yeah, I think a lot of the guys will be happy. You know, Jermichael had a good stretch there. We caught a couple balls down the middle. Jordy's been so consistent for us. You know, look at the last 7 or 8 games he's played for us. You know, big catch on the first drive to get things going down the field. And, you know, he just had another good game for us. And Greg, obviously, is very consistent for us. You know, it was nice to be able to spread the ball around a little bit. Driver had a few catches. And, you know, we have a lot of weapons. And it's nice when we can hand off to Ryan and James. I thought they ran the ball well tonight. I think we had close to 100 yards rushing. So that's going to be a good thing for us. Yeah, you know, they didn't bring a whole lot early on, and we kind of got after them a little bit. Then they started bringing more pressure. We did a good job. You know, I think it was a combination of making a good protection call, but kind of like I said this week, not trying to be perfect, knowing where the quick options were, and the guys made some good adjustments on the fly, and I thought they protected overall pretty well. Yeah, no, we're real, you know, real aware of how turnovers affect the outcome of a game, and to pitch a shutout against a defense that thrives on forcing turnovers and stripping the ball, and it's a good night for us. You know, I felt good about the way that, you know, I was throwing the ball, missed a couple I probably should have hit, but you know, I think we protected the ball really well, which is going to make us tough to beat. No, he's not really a freelancer. He's just a very consistent guy. You know, he's always where he should be. He understands coverage as well and where to find the soft spots. And he does a nice job, you know, with his stiff arm and, you know, making plays once he catches the ball. He's just very consistent.
There was a drive where you overthrew Jordy, where you might have had a long touchdown, and yet you came back and let the keeper touchdown. Are you able to just put those moments on?
Well, you know, those are the things I'll think about, like tonight, just knowing I missed a great opportunity there. It was a good play set up, and Jordy had a great release. Actually felt good about the ball as I was about to throw it. Just one of those balls that just comes out a little bit too good. Work on those in the off-season workouts next year.